Well, folks, my colleague Lisa Nelson reported earlier today that Dr. Randall Williams is resigning. Not a lot of details in the governor's press release. Governor indicated he has accepted Dr. Williams's resignation, also saying that Robert Nodell will be the acting director of DHSS. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me for a few moments here to get some reaction is the minority leader, the Democratic leader in the Missouri House of Representatives, and she is Crystal Quaid, who's a Springfield Democrat. She's released a statement today, critical, obviously, of Dr. Williams based on her perspective. Leader Quaid, appreciate your time. You are critical, clearly, here of Dr. Williams, not just on COVID, but on several issues as well.
Yes. As I said in the statement that we put out this afternoon, his resignation is long overdue. We have seen Dr. Williams unethically track the menstrual cycles of women without knowledge or consent. The implementation of legalized medical marijuana was through his department and has been a giant mess in which the House has spent many months investigating the rollout there. And then, of course, most recently with the failed response to COVID-19. And his refusal to answer basic questions from lawmakers, the amount of time and near refusal of adhering to sunshine requests and questions from my office as well as many other lawmakers' office. This is long overdue, so we were thankful to see that this has actually happened.
One final question, Leader Quaid, and I'll give you the final word. When you mentioned he routinely refused to answer basic questions from lawmakers, when you would try to question or do sunshine requests, just you didn't get much of a response, it sounds like.
Yeah, the most recent one was, after we had received many complaints about the vaccination rollout distribution. I can tell you from my office, I had sent in a letter on behalf of the members of the Health and Mental Health Committee asking various questions of just how decisions were made and trying to get some answers for our constituents. And several weeks went by without any response from the office. Eventually, we did finally get a meeting, but it shouldn't take upwards of almost a month to try to get answers on something so pressing as vaccination rollout. And that's something that happened routinely with this office.
I'm going to give you the final word. Is there anything, Leader Quaid, you would like to add about this or about Robert Nodell as acting director or anything else? Feel free.
The only thing that I would say is as I had said before, we have seen so many bad things come out of the Department of Health and Senior Services. Some very shocking, unethical things happen over the course of time. This is long overdue. In terms of Acting Director Nodell, the governor's deputy chief of staff, it's an interesting move to see him placed here. It'll be interesting to see how he does in the job.
All right. Let me turn